Rex here, and just want to say a few thoughts about email. You know, everyone gets a lot of email today, and there's all kinds of stuff. Just, you know, there's spam, and then there's FYI, and then there's a lot of information that's not really personal, and then it's to a big, huge list, so it's not just to you. And it's kind of overly saturated with so much stuff that people don't like to actually get it now. It's, you know, it's a pain. But it's still very useful, right? And what I noticed today, because I did it, people still like getting a personal message just for them. So I sent a few emails today and a couple days ago that were, you know, just for them, and it wasn't actually like necessary for business. Like you're in a conversation, you know, you're passing along information or this document and whatnot. But it was like an appreciation, or in other cases I shared an interesting link with somebody that I thought they'd be interested in. And it was a personal email just for that person. And I got such great responses, like, wow, thanks for thinking of me. You know, it just, that kind of thing. I think it's still important. We can be more personable and human-like to each other through email also, if we do it right. And so that's kind of my tip today is, if you can help it, I mean, there are cases and efficiencies of sending the same email to a lot of people. You know, and CCing people that should know about this. But if you don't need to, send an email just to one person and make that connection, that one-on-one connection, that'll mean more to them than an email to lots of people. Because I found that too, when someone is on a big list and nobody responds. If you send something to everybody, then everybody thinks, well, someone else is going to respond, and nobody responds. But just to that person, then they're more likely to respond. Okay, well, have a good weekend. Whoa, what is that? What are some weird noises here?